Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This was last night outside the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Yeah.
Thousands of onlookers singing hymns as they watch what is quite possibly the most popular and meaningful church in Roman Catholic history burn.
Yeah, I tell you what, you said it best. It survived two world wars and the French Revolution, but an electrical fire takes it down.
Yeah, well, or some sort of fire inside due to renovations,
yeah,
I figure.
Yeah,
I know, it's crazy. It's like that old uncle of yours that fought in the war and ended up dying of a staph infection. I mean, it
fell down the steps or something.
Right, yeah. It's weird, right? Like this strong, robust building that's been there since the 1100s.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it would just burn? Yesterday, it comes across my Twitter feed.
Mm.
I go, what the hell? That can't be right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing like photos of it. I'm going, no, that's not right. And I flip on CNN, and sure enough, I flip it on just in time for the spire to fall.
As a Catholic, I've been to the Vatican, which I really loved. That was outstanding.
Yeah.
And that was one I'd like to have gone and seen. One of the great tourist attractions that I never got a chance
to
see.
Here's the gasp as the spire falls. Actually, not much of a reaction, but it was crazy how you watch it and the spire that is in the middle of the church,
yeah,
that goes up how many hundreds of feet,
oh,
falls right into the middle of Notre Dame Cathedral. And
yeah,
I mean, this is a place that is considered, I think they said 13 million people a year visit this site.
Yeah,
it's the most visited site in Europe.
Average of 30,000 people a day. And maybe this thing went up pretty fast because it's often referred to as the forest because the many wooden beams that have been used in its construction. So a lot of wooden beams used in the construction. So you can imagine if there's an electrical fire, boom, it's gone.
If you have the heart for it, I've posted a video on our Facebook page of the interior right now. What's left of it? They've gone inside and taken a video of it. It's pretty heartbreaking.
Home to the oldest organ from 1401. That organ, yeah, unreal.
Listen, it's too soon to make the joke. Okay, it's too soon. You're lobbing a ball out there, Ballsy, and I can't hit it.
You
right
can't
now.
Even swing at it right now.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, many watched on again as the Notre Dame Cathedral burned down. And the first comment I see on Twitter, and it was an expected one, was, calm down, people. It's just a building. That's not what was going on here. The thing about buildings is you can kind of get to know them like people. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like they become part of your life.
Lots
and
of
for
stories in that building.
For Paris, this was part of their life. I mean, this, the bell inside the church signified the end of the World War.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It played during the end of the World War.
Yeah.
This was a place where everybody came to Paris to go see. I mean, it was on everybody's list.
Well, as you mentioned, 13 million people visited the cathedral every year, average of 30,000 a day. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. Just for the economy.
Mosaic Stadium.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Mosaic Stadium. That's a good way to put it. The great organ is the largest organ in France, the most famous organ in the world. It dates back to 1401. Mm-hmm. There have been many alterations and improvements, but it still has some medieval pipes that remain in that organ. So I don't know if that was totally damaged or not. Apparently, the crown of thorns that Jesus wore was in there.
Right. That's what they say.
That's what they say. Part of the cross that he carried was in there.
Yeah. They say the thorns got out.
Yeah.
They say they
well, you would
they,
think they're in a fireproof area.
They're not sure about the cross. They're not sure. Apparently, they have one of the nails that was used in the crucifix.
Yeah.
That they're not very sure of that one.
Yeah.
They say the stained glass window survived.
Wow, that's good.
And that's one of the main features.
The frame is pretty well intact.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, from what I understand, the roof is just is gone.
Yeah, and
you
know, they call it the forest, and I mentioned that earlier, because many of the wooden beams that have been used in the construction, now each come from a different tree, many of which were around 300 or 400 years old. In fact, the building is made up of 1,300 oak trees that represent 21 million hectares of forest.
Yeah.
Unreal.
You know, I'm a Boston Red Sox fan,
right.
Of course.
What if Fenway Park burned down?
Well, no, but here's the thing. Fenway is, what, 107 years old now?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like, or almost 107 years old. And that is a historical place. People in sports, no matter if, it doesn't matter if you're a Red Sox fan or not, you look at Fenway and you go, that place is history.
Well, people,
this hold on, this Notre Dame Cathedral, 850 years old.
Well, eight times that. You're right. And if Fenway Park burned down, people wouldn't be saying, well, it's just a building.
Right. Over it. No, they wouldn't be. So this is a huge, huge deal for the world. And yes, they say, oh, they're going to rebuild. But can you? I mean,
never be the same.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's always nice looking out at 640 and seeing the sun coming up.
Yeah.
And it's always nice as well when it's like 8 o'clock or almost 8 o'clock in the evening and the sun is still out too. So Saskatchewan spring is here, and man, I'm looking forward to a Saskatchewan summer. How about you?
No.
Why?
Well, yeah, I like the summer, but people make fun of my legs. Dalby in particular. I'm getting sick of that picture he took around. He got me on a bad day.
That was me. I took the picture.
Yeah, but he got me. But he's spreading the picture around.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't very nice of you, by the way.
No,
there's
listen,
one insecurity
man.
I have. I do, contrary to popular belief, I do, when I go to the gym, work out on my legs. But they don't grow. They just don't. Mm. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm diligent with it, but I do work out
they
pretty regularly.
They don't look that bad.
No, they're small. And
they're not that bad.
That is my one insecurity, are my legs. That is.
Is that your only physical insecurity?
Well, I'm going
I mean, you
bald.
Should have more.
Okay, sorry,
says
Tom
me.
Selleck.
Hey.
Sorry,
listen.
Brad Pitt.
Listen.
Tom Selleck. You look like a 74-year-old actor.
I think everybody's got some physical insecurities.
But the other one that I don't like is I have really good teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Except I got the saliva that stains your teeth. Like I have that.
So you have yellow teeth?
Yeah. So I got to get my teeth clean. It looks like I'm a smoker and I'm
Let's
not.
See.
It's kind of yellow. Kind of yellow.
They don't look that yellow.
So when I get tanned, it's not really white. So those are my two insecurities. What are yours?
You don't hack darts, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah, never smoked one in my life.
Good for you. I have I'm what they call a fat shirt puller. And by that I mean, you watch. You'll see guys like me and we pull shirt. What? When we sit down? You give your shirt a little tug?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm that guy. And I've always been that guy. And I'm a little my man boobs. I've definitely...
Your boobs.
My boobs. I've always been very self-conscious of them.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
like
always.
That's why
I shirt pull.
The one thing I was really surprised about you...
Oh, is that I swim with my shirt
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I thought you would. I thought you would swim. I thought you'd be a
I'm
shirt
not a
swimmer.
Shirt swimmer. Why would I be a swimmer? Shirt swimmer?
Well, just because you just for what you just said, your man boobs.
I'm better than that.
But I was proud of you. First trip.
Oh, thank you.
I was proud.
That was
of
quite
you.
The achievement.
That
not
guy there is
going to
be a
pool.
Shirt swimmer, but he wasn't.
No, I'm not. Of course, I'm not.
I was impressed.
What are you talking about? Physical insecurities exist in all of us. Are you a shirt puller like me? Maybe you need to hit up the gym and get some tree trunk legs like our friend Michael Ball.
Shut
whatever
up.
It is. 936 Wolf Collar, Texas.
Fastest chicken in town.
Well, hey, used that's something. Be. Something to be proud of.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Talking physical insecurities, Corey from Regina says, I got the moob thing going on and a bit of a spare tire. Me too, Corey. That's all right. Physical insecurities exist within all of us. And as soon as, if you acknowledge it, I find that it kind of goes away, that insecurity a little bit.
Jeff sends a text in 936 Wolf saying his weight is one of the things
well,
that
that's
bugs
the
him.
Big thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what gets most people.
Jim says, like you, Ballsy, my teeth. I regularly worry about my teeth.
Mm.
My legs are what I worry about the most, but my teeth are close.
But, and it's funny, you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Oh,
with Rami Malek, and he's got
they
the
kind of overdid
teeth
that,
on.
Though, didn't they?
They overdid it, the teeth thing, maybe a little bit, but I think Freddie Mercury was always a little self-conscious of his teeth and the
when
way
he walked
around.
When you say crooked teeth or the cleanliness of your teeth is more of a...
I don't know.
In his case, I guess.
It was the size of his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah says hair, including like bad hair days.
Mm. Well, talk to me when you lose it.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
There's a reason
But, you know, you run into your significant other or lady and she's mad because she's having a bad hair day. To you, it looks fine. Like to us guys, it looks fine.
It's fine.
You
it's
look great.
Just not working out.
Oh, my hair is terrible today.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We don't pay that much attention.
No. You know, we really have it pretty good.
There aren't as
like
many.
Like, you're not even. Look at
there
you.
There aren't physical expectations expected of men. And what you're about to say, Ballsy, now tread lightly, because I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, look at you. You look like crap this morning. Nobody cares.
No. What I was going to say is, like, you don't even match. You got a Ryder shirt on with a Red Sox hat. Like, that doesn't match anywhere.
You're wearing a Padres baseball shirt with deodorant stains on it.
No.
Again.
I have clear deodorant. How do I get that?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So one of my biggest ones is my speech.
Speech?
Yeah, speaking on the radio and having a lisp and dealing with all the crappy kids growing up.
Right.
But now I just do it on purpose. To get through it, I'll give you a shout. Right, I'll give you a call and be like, oh, and I listen to it, and I was like, oh, it still gets me sometimes.
No, I'll tell you, man, you don't sound that.
I can't even tell you got to listen.
Well, growing up, I had a speech impediment, so it was really tough for me to say things that ended in ing, like spring or king. So I used to call it like sprint and kin. Just telling you that right now makes me a bit nervous. But to get through those, grow up, suck it up, show my kids that those things are all right. Right, you know. Yeah. And get going through.
Well, great job, man.
Hey, thanks for letting me talk to you guys. See, just another step.
We're therapists of sorts.
What's your address? we want to send you our bill.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, come back to work and catch your cold.
Well, that's what happens.
And you know one thing about a cold? I haven't had a cold in a long time, and not one this bad. I'm going to tell you, I didn't realize that your nose candy... Your mucus was radioactive. Like, it is radio...
Nose candy. Yeah. Nose candy is cocaine.
No, own nose candy. I tell you, if you blow your nose, okay? You blow your nose, and then you reuse the Kleenex, because you're out of Kleenex, it absolutely burns the flesh off your face. It's radioactive. That your own mucus becomes radioactive.
I'm pretty sure your mucus is mutated. Some way. That does not sound right at all. I just had the same cold and my nose was fine.
You didn't
blew
get
it
raw?
All the time. No. Oh, blew it man, all the time. I'm, you know I'm what, raw. Though? You've got a little bit of OCD when it comes to things. When you get a tick, you exaggerate it. So, no, but hear me out. Hear me out.
I can't.
So
my ears are plugged.
When you have a little something, a tickle in your throat,
yeah.
I think for most people, it's a simple...
yeah.
And then that's it. But for you, it's a... and it goes on and on and on and on. Just like when you have a cold. It's a...
Oh, my God.
I'm just pointing out the obvious here. I think it's something everybody else who knows you will admit.
Really?
That that's how,
really?
Yeah, I think so.
You're saying I make things worse than they are?
No. I'm not saying this is your fault. I'm just saying I think you do it and you don't realize you're doing it.
Okay.
It's subconscious.
Anyway, I cannot take the medicine that you other folks can take, okay? I can't take any of that stuff.
You can't do the Buckley's pills or Sudafed or anything.
No,
like
because
that.
It makes my heart race. I get really anxious, yeah. Like, if I have it at night or whatever, my feet are going 100 miles an hour, I'm running a race.
Again, back to the whole...
Yeah, no, okay. So I can't do it. So I need some home remedies here, folks. You got to help me out here. Instead of having Chad making fun of me, I need help so I can come back to give you a grade A effort. Because right now, this is a D.
A lot of people have, like, you know, the grandparents' old remedies from the old country that they still use to this day. Even if they don't actually work, they just bring a certain amount of comfort to their life.
Like
maybe
vinegar muffins or something.
What? Is that a thing?
Well, I would think so. Or something stupid that nobody
vinegar
would touch.
Vinegar muffins, nose candy used in the wrong way. Wow, you are full of hip trends today. Anything else?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I believe this might be the worst cold I've ever had.
It's a man cold, is what they say.
Oh, it's worse. This would knock a woman down.
This would knock anybody down?
Yeah, like a woman's tougher than a man. This would knock a woman
down.
But
yeah, you can't take medication.
No, it messes with me. Yeah.
All right, so we're asking for home remedies. Nicole says this, fermented garlic in honey or a teaspoon of honey and cinnamon. That will cure your cold. If not, just take a shot of whiskey.
So get drunk, is what you tell me. Which, that's not too bad, Nicole. That was a pretty good alternative yesterday.
Mike Volk says this, Ballsy, mix some vinegar with warm water and gargle it. Works great on colds. Vinegar and warm water,
huh?
Well, you said vinegar muffins or something.
Well, you were saying old-time traditions. Right. I don't know.
Lindsay says, slather the soles of your feet with Vicks VapoRub at bedtime and put cotton socks on overnight. Works every time.
I heard that, Lindsay, but here's my problem. I sleep with a pillow and a sheet. My feet have to be hanging out so I need my feet cool, so I can't wear socks.
They just say layering socks. They say is good. Just wear multiple pairs of socks too during the day. That sometimes
and that helps you out.
I don't know.
With vapor rub or just
no just multiple pairs of socks. I'm just reading some remedies here online. What about this? An onion necklace. They say take a.
Onions. Yeah. I don't even like onions in my salad.
Absorb the bad germs.
Well, nobody will get around me. Did you see everybody treat me like I was like I had a terrible illness yesterday?
Yeah. Well, you're sickly looking.
Oh, doesn't mean I'm sick.
Another thing, just listen to jazz music. This is an actual remedy. People say if you sit and listen to jazz for 30 minutes, that can help you with your cold. I don't know. Hey, I'm just trying to help you out. What about this one? You can get behind this as a diabetic. Eat chocolate. They say theobromine is a compound found in chocolate that could suppress nerve reactions that actually prompt us to cough. So it might actually help your cough out. I'm here for you.
Maybe if I eat chocolate, theobromine, and watch Theo Huxtable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And this one is perfect.
Oh, okay.
This one you have
okay,
to
I'm looking forward to this one.
It's the dirty socks and lard scarf remedy. So
what?
Here's what you do. You rub your throat and neck. You massage it in lard.
Well, I thought you were going to say with dirty socks.
No. And then, no. And then you wrap it in dirty socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why you use dirty socks and you can't use clean socks, but it's a really old remedy. So I'm assuming they just didn't have washers around then, so they just used the dirty socks.
But obviously didn't work because we still get colds.
Yeah, and I mean, they had the Black Plague.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This is a long text regarding the Notre Dame Cathedral fire, but I want to read it. It's coming in from Ashley. She says, I started my social class today talking about the history of Notre Dame Cathedral. We talked about the time period it was built, how the cathedral would impact the city of Paris, the culture and the people in the city, and we discussed the important artifacts that may be found in and around the cathedral. The students were engaged and interested to learn about this amazing landmark. I proceeded to show them the live news feed. The empathy that my class was able to show in that moment was more than I could express in words. The looks on their faces, the sounds of shock, and the utter disbelief that they could even imagine that this would happen. We had a great conversation about how this tragedy will affect the people around it.
I bet you the kids in that class will never forget that day. I liken that to 86 when the shuttle exploded. Our Flintstones was preempted. We were having lunch at St. Catherine's School. We're going to watch this shuttle take off. Boom.
Well, luckily, there was no loss of life in this one. But still, just the amount of history. You're watching it burn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you feel so helpless.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about legendary sites around the world and what you must visit.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Notre Dame Cathedral goes down in flames yesterday. Not all of it. Luckily, they could save some of it, including the stained glass and some of the artifacts inside, but they are assessing the damage right now. That building has been around for over 800 years, and we've all kind of taken advantage of that. Or a lot of us have. Not all of us. A lot of us have visited it.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people have said, I got to go there someday. And now it's just never going to be the same. So what place must you visit before it's too late? Maybe before your time is done or the building's time is done, because now we know that can happen, you know?
I want to see the Grand Canyon. You have no desire.
I've been down there several times and around it. I've just never wanted to go see it because everybody always tells me it's a waste of time.
The one I went to that I thought, Mount Rushmore. It's like,
A lot of people say that.
It's okay, but it's like the one I went to was outstanding was the Vatican, but that's because I'm a Catholic. I didn't realize you could go on the roof and they sell things on the roof. I got a spray can and spray painted my name on the wall, the Vatican.
Really?
Oh, there's
they let you do that?
Hundreds of thousands of names. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Now, what'd you write, Ballsy or Michael?
Michael. Oh, I wasn't Ballsy.
Funny
then.
If you were
I wasn't Ballsy. Ballsy then.
I know I'm taking one off my bucket list this summer. I'm going to Fenway Park.
Yeah.
For me, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to it. But we're asking you, where would you like to go on Facebook? And Chelsea Wilner, she says the Acropolis in Greece for their honeymoon. They went there. Well, that's a good
one. They went there. Okay.
I guess so. Yeah. Sean Vance, Stonehenge in England. Lots of European history. Stonehenge is cool. There's a lot of mystery around Stonehenge. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to go see that before, well, it's been around since, well, before the cathedral was ever there. Elaine MacArthur, Brockwood Military Cemetery outside of London. My grandfather is buried there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Tadrick L., Manhattan has lots to see.
Yeah, not a big New York guy.
Really? I think I want to go to New York, and I want to see the sights before. In fact, I was even trying to figure out a way to go from Boston to New York, but I got 3 ball games to watch in 4 days, so that ain't happening. Ricky Potter wants to go see the Whiskey a Go-Go. I have been to the Whiskey a Go-Go. I'll tell you this. There are other things you should go see.
Okay.
It's cool to be there and be around all these, you know, rock stories of The Doors and Motley Crue and... But
the other one I've my sister told me this, like you know, Hollywood, the whole stars
no,
what do you call parade of stars?
No, when you go
Hollywood
Boulevard.
Yeah,
I've been. It smells like urine.
Yeah, like it's nothing like you
it's
think it would be.
Not what you think it is.
Yeah,
in front of the Chinese theater there.
Yeah,
no, it's not very. It's not like wow.
Yeah,
it's like, why is that guy dressed as Elmo tried to feel me up? Like, what's going on here? No, it's weird.
Was Elmo.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What about locally? And Terry Tesbar has some great points. She says, what about Gray Owl's Cabin up at Waskasoo?
Been to Waskasoo.
Well, you should. You should go. Gray Owl's Cabin, it's a walk to go to it, but it's worth it. Diefenbaker House.
Yeah, I've been there.
The Diefen Bunker. What about the ledge, the legislature?
Yeah,
it's a beautiful building,
right?
And how many times have you been to it?
How about the RCMP headquarters there?
The depot.
Yeah,
again, a wonderful place. That church at depot is the amount of history behind certain buildings there.
Mm.
It is worth just, I guess, checking out some of the wonderful culture in our city. What about, here's a place, the Delta Besbro in Saskatoon. You ever been?
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
It's quite the building.
How about Hotel Sask?
Exactly. The amount of history there. I mean, the Hotel Sask is a big deal. We got married there because my wife's grandmother was married there.
Oh.
And she had the bill from the wedding.
Really?
How many years ago? Yeah. Let me just say, it was a lot less than ours.
I was going to say, did she spend more than you guys?
No. A lot less.
How about the famed Chad and Ballsy control room? With our Lego
legendary
thing there.
It definitely has the musk aroma of a historic.
You know what kills me too? We've had so many award-winning bands come through this control room, and the one record we have on display is Three Doors Down.
Yeah, and that's the only one in here.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Justin Fisher's a beauty, and he now has a chance to win tickets to Volbeat and Godsmack in Saskatoon, courtesy of Regina Mazda, and some accommodations in Saskatoon, courtesy of Delta Saskatoon downtown. $250 gas card from Sherwood Co-op. Essentially, what we're going to do is put these chicks on like a bingo card kind of thing.
Baby chicks.
That's right. Coming up on Thursday, we will also Facebook Live it.
Right.
And wherever the little chicks do their business,
yeah.
That person with the corresponding number will win this ultimate. Yeah.
What have we cut? Like, what happens if there's a tie? Do we determine that? You and I aren't in charge of the rules.
No way. I'm staying out of it.
Yeah.
This is.
I'm told that these chicks will poop faster than the rabbit last year.
That was an awkward situation.
The rabbit was all bunged up. And
no, it wasn't bunged up.
No, it was house trained.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Come on, Landon.
Yeah, Landon, one of our sales crew, brought it in his kid's rabbit.
Yeah.
And
we need a messy rabbit.
And the rabbit ended up eating the squares and stuff, like eating the paper. It just did not work out well.
Apparently, these birds, these chickens, these chicks, they get stage fright. Like, they're like, not stage fright. They get scared fast, and they'll start crapping fast. Like, this could be a fast contest. You want to tune in early.
Yeah, okay.
You want to tune in early.
9 o'clock on Thursday.
Do we know, is it two chicks?
Again, I don't know the rules here, man.
I was told there were chicks.
I've heard there are multiples.
So multiple chicks. So whatever chick poops first on whatever square first.
What do we do for a living? Like, really?
I tell you. Yeah, no kidding.
We're going
no kidding.
To be sitting
you know,
here.
You know what's hilarious, too? This is what this guy says in a meeting yesterday.
Who,
this
me?
Guy, yeah. He goes, you know the one good thing about my job is when I'm long gone, my kids and grandkids can listen back to the audio of when I was on the air. I'd love to play them this clip. So if you tune in on Thursday, we could see some chicks crap.
There's a reason these stories weren't in the news. From the mind of Ballsy, these are the stories Chad missed.
Now, I'm not sure it's a good idea to turn stress into a competition because that sounds stressful, but if we did, you'd win. According to a new survey, only 23% of people say their life is more stressful than average. 29% say their life is less stressful than average, and 38% say they have above average stress level.
How do you know what the average stress level is?
I don't know how they determine that. But they say the three ways to de-stress most commonly are watch TV, talk to family or friends.
Right.
What? Or eat.
Those just add to stress eventually.
But. Now, this is science. There's a stigma about peeing in the shower, but there shouldn't be. There's an article going viral right now from the website I Effing Love Science that makes a case for why we should all pee in the shower.
Yeah, I trust that website for sure. Go ahead.
Just Americans alone, if they just peed in the shower, would save 1.3 trillions with a T, trillions gallons of water by not flushing. Think about that, because it goes down the drain.
Okay.
Well, it sounds.
No, I get it.
This sounds really Canadian. The Mises, they're even fighting crime. Serious. Cops in St. John's, Newfoundland got a call Saturday about a runaway moose running around the city like we had last week. So they started tracking it right to the backwoods where they found a stolen car that had been reported missing a night before.
It's like the littlest hobo,
yes.
But in moose form.
There's a voice. Keeps on calling me. Down the road. That's where I always be. Every stop I make, I find a stolen car. Can't stay for long, just turn around. I'm solving a crime again.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.